Welcome back to our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And Jim, I have to say, a number of your players tonight, they just stood out for me. One was Carly Essie. First of all, congratulations on the win, but talk about the play of the sophomore out of Cloquet.
Well, thanks, Kelly. Just real solid. And it's kind of how she's played for most of the year. She's not the flashiest player. A lot of times you won't notice her, but she's a very heady player. She knows the game well. She knows her strengths, knows her weaknesses, and plays to her strengths, which is a compliment to her. But yeah, she made some real nice plays. Good shot on the, I think actually Gren tipped that one in.
But, that's what I thought. Yeah,
just a good play. She made some other just really heady plays and just had a real solid game for us.
Another one of your freshmen that stood out for me, of course, Alexis Joyce always stands out, but Riley Fawcett tonight had probably her best game I've seen her play. 5 shots on net, a goal and an assist. It's nice to see your freshman step up like that. Obviously, she wants to play more.
Well, no question. And that was the goal of the game, was to get some of these players more ice time, and she took advantage of it. She's got a little moxie to her game, and we've seen that in practice. She's hard on the puck, and when she has it on her stick, she knows what to do with it. And it was, that last goal I thought was just a real fitting goal for us, because it's the kind of goals we score. She just went hard to the net, and Rachel Kelly made a heads-up play, but it wasn't anything fancy. She just went hard to the net and went in.
Going back to the first period, it kind of got off to a shaky start there. Of course, anytime you shake up the lines and shift things around, it takes a little bit for any team to really get into a rhythm. Your team, they did finally get into a rhythm, and they looked great from that moment that Megan Leshenko put in that goal, and after that, they really looked good. Talk about how hard is it for a team to come in, with different lines and different players out on the ice that they're not used to, and then be able to do what they did tonight?
Well, I don't know if it was so much the line, changing the lines up. I just think, we just went through a pretty grueling stretch in terms of having to be mentally ready to play against our opponents. We know what we've done through that stretch, but that takes a lot mentally to get up for that. So to expect them to be mentally ready like that for this game, that's being unrealistic. But I give our girls credit; they got going, and Megan's goal obviously was big, but I just thought we started getting our feet going a little bit better as the period went on. But there's just no way they were going to be mentally as intense as they've been for those other games, and to expect them to be that way would be unrealistic.
You could certainly tell that Christine Grenier is your captain out there. She really captained that squad, of course, with her goal that was the game-winning goal, or actually not the game-winning goal, the second goal of the game, the pass from Whitney Wyboda, and all started back at the blue line by Riley Fawcett, and from there she just really controlled the game. You could see that she was really playing with a lot of fire. 3 points tonight from her.
Yeah, Granny had a real solid game, and she's our captain. There's a reason she's got the C on her sweater, and she leads by example. She does that in practice, and she's got some very good skills offensively, and so to see her have the success is great, because hopefully it's just going to carry through the into this weekend, because she's that type of player.
Of course, Pursuit of Excellence getting their first goal from the future Gopher, Sarah Potomac. You're going to see a lot of her next year, don't you?
Yeah, I told her that at the end of the game. There, I said, I'm not going to enjoy watching you play in the maroon and gold. Yeah, that was a big time goal. I mean, she came flying down the wing and just snapped it, and that was impressive.
Well, and of course, her second goal, Carla Goodwin. She's going to Lindenwood next year. She caught Aaron Dieters off guard with that wraparound shot. Another player you'll probably see down the road as well.
Yeah, no question. It's a very good hockey team. They're obviously young, but very, very skilled. And there's obviously a lot of girls that have committed, but there's a very large number that will commit. They're grade 10 or grade 11, and certainly will be playing college hockey in 2-3 years from now.
Well, I know you probably can't speak for this, but after the game got over and the team had already gone to the locker room, Kristen Huber's down here talking to her former assistant coach from Pursuit. And of course, you can tell the bond that they have with their players. Obviously, it just continues even after they've left that school. What a great program they have.
Oh, for sure. Very, very impressive coaches. Certainly, a program that's producing players for the college level. So whatever they're doing, it's working.
Well, you've only got 2 more days to get ready for Mankato. What do you do with your team tomorrow, obviously, with only a day in between a big game like Minnesota State?
Well, we just got to, you know, get back to work. Obviously, tomorrow's another opportunity to get better, and we certainly won't spend a lot of time on the ice. After playing a game tonight, we're certainly not going to go a long time tomorrow because this one, you know, was on the schedule. It was important in a number of ways, but obviously this weekend and starting Friday night are the big ones, so that's what we got to focus on.
I know one of the things I mentioned before you came on the air is that the most important part of this piece of tonight's game is for those players that hadn't scored a point yet. The points won't count on the statistics sheet, but it sure counts in the confidence, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's always, you know, I mean, that's why you play. You know, you play for those moments. You play for that opportunity to put the puck in the net. So whenever you do it, it's certainly going to give them a boost. So that was nice to see.
Coach, enjoy your day of practice tomorrow. We'll see you back here on Friday so quickly.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate your time. Again, the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, joining us here in our Paul Bunny Communications post-game show. We wrap things up.